afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me as co-host today is the lovely Christy Stratton. Hello, Christy.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. I am good. It's nice weather here in L.A.
It is.
In 2014?
It is. You know what's something so interesting? You know how sometimes certain songs will mm-hmm. follow you around at certain times?
Yep.
And there's no reason that Gotta Serve Somebody has been a part of my life for these last few days.
That's Bob Dylan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is the universe trying to tell me something in the new year? I'm just saying. So that's what's happening.
Gotcha. Mm. And Chrissy brought, she's got a hot beverage and she's got some tissues.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
So you might hear some sniffling.
Some sniffling, but some because these songs are very emotional to me. So.
Okay, fantastic. Before we start, I just have a little business. First of all, I still have two vinyl copies to give away of Marshall Crenshaw's new EP called Driving and Dreaming. If you don't have vinyl, it's okay. Or if you don't have a turntable, it's okay because it also comes with a digital download card. So I've got two of these to give away. You can email me at... let's go with Pat at popculturebeast.com. All I want you to tell me is the song, the Prince song that Marshall Crenshaw has covered on one of his albums. That's all you have to tell me. First two people that tell me this, I'm going to send these to you. They're really nice. The artwork's cool. Mm. It's got three songs, a new song, Driving and Dreaming. And then he does a remake of a Bobby Fuller song called Never to Be Forgotten. And then he recovers Someday, Someway, but he does it in a different way. So these are great. So they're free. So let's do that.
So you want them to tell you their address as well?
When you give me the answer, also give me your mailing address. And I'll say you won, and then I'll send it right out. A couple other things. I want to thank Anthony Eckhoff for sending me the entire Replacements catalog. I am halfway through and loving it so far. I also want to thank all the Facebook artists, Aaron Gould, Glenn K. Ammo, Jamie Whitlock, and our newest member of the artist team is Jason Levy, and you're going to start to see his work soon. I think he did the artwork for the episode that we're recording right now.
Oh.
So that's all the business right now. Christy, do you want to say what our topic is today?
Yes, it is power ballads.
Power ballads.
Power ballads.
I have wanted to do power ballads for a long time, and you're the only one that I could think of that would do it with me.
Yes. Now, and here's, because I really wanted to put some thought into this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just come with a bunch of damn Yankees songs. Like, I didn't want that.
Kyle, could you get rid of some of
So I actually had criteria for choosing them, because you're going to be like, what?
Right.
This isn't about me.
Yeah, because Christy sent me an email. She goes, my criteria for what a power ballad is going to be a little bit different from yours. That is not a Christy impression.
Well, I wanted there to be some, you know, variation.
Yeah.
So first, it has to be a slower tempo for that band.
Okay.
That's a given.
Okay.
Then it has to have some kind of a powerful instruments used mm-hmm. in a crescendo-like manner.
Right.
Which is why I couldn't use Drive by the Cars like that. Or, you know, there was a couple of those that were like, well, this
Drive is just a ballad.
Right.
Not a power ballad.
Correct.
Okay.
And also it has to be about like a big idea, usually love, but sometimes something else.
Yeah. All right,
you know?
Cool.
So that was my criteria.
And my criteria is just big, bombastic choruses and drums. And mostly from the 80s, to be honest.
Okay. That's, well, we're going to have some non-overlapping going on.
Well, that's good, though, because that way we're not, that way your picks will be, we'll mix it up a bit. It won't be what everyone usually thinks is a power ballad. Okay. Well, good job.
Well, thank you. These were just songs that were meaningful to me, and I wanted to, I can't just come in here and
right.
pretend.
Let's do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three, shoot.
Oh, I did on three, sorry.
Okay, let's do it again. One, two, three, shoot.
Oh, me? Is that me?
Yep, she cuts Woo-hoo! My paper.
Okay. I'm going to start things off right. I like to just say that, even though, like, you know, whatever. This is from Exile on Main Street. And it's called Loving Cup.
All right.
Come on, that's pretty great.
That was great. Now, we had a little roadie activity going on during that song.
Oh, we did.
Kyle jumped up. He's adjusting some microphones. He actually tied a scarf on Christy's microphone.
Yeah, almost that.
Is that one of you? Now, see, I'm on record as saying Exile on Main Street is not one of my favorite Rolling Stone albums.
Really?
And that is always, and that is on everyone's list is always like, that's the number one Rolling Stone album.
There's two. I mean, it's hard when you have that many songs, but I.
But that said, I do love Loving Cup.
Oh, I love it because it has a romantic thing, but it's also kind of sexy because, come on, it's them.
Yeah.
You know, and you got the girly lines like, I bring you roses when you ain't got none. Right. I mean, come on. Who can't be seduced by that kind of talk?
That's a good way to start, and it's definitely different from my first one. Mm. I'm going to go, the gentleman singing this song was a guest in our program, Mr. John Waite. This is from his super group, Bad English. You're going to think it's When I See You Smile, but no, it's not. I was always partial to the song called Price of Love. Mm. Let's hear it. Always see through me and bring me to my knees. Got a chill. That song gave me
it's great when you have a beautiful melody with a voice like that and the power backing. It's I get it.
There you go. I hope everyone at home is slow dancing. Go grab your best girl or best guy, or guys grab your best guy and girls grab your best girl
or your worst girl.
Why would you grab your worst girl?
I don't know.
For a hate dance.
maybe your
for friend. A hate dance. Were you saying grab her by the scruff of her neck?
That's a price of love.
Well, that seems like we should play Only Women Bleed if we're going to have a hate dance.
Mm. Oh, you
it
boys. Just
it turned already.
It turned into a dark place. Well, I want to rescue us from that
place.
Okay,
great.
What is perhaps the most romantic song ever written?
Uh-oh.
I can remember exactly where I was when I heard it for the first time, and I was seeing Dire Straits live. And it was the Brothers in Arms tour. I was 15 years old. I'd just gotten into them at that particular time. And I know we've talked about making movies. And this is a song called Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Leela, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. What you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start. And I bet, and you exploded into my heart. And I forget, the movie song.
Now, I would have never thought of that as a power ballad, but it definitely kind of fits.
I think so.
Yeah, with the drums and it's pretty cool.
And the passion behind it. And I remember I was 15 years old. I was in awe. I got left there by my date.
Oh.
He ended up becoming a drug dealer. So, you know, it happens, Pat.
He wasn't a drug dealer originally?
I don't think at the time.
Wow.
I want to give him credit. for not being a drug dealer during the time that we went out.
Was this were you dating him, or was this like one or couple of dates?
Yeah, no, we were kind of dating. We knew each other for many years. He was troubled for sure. But you
like the bad boys?
Yeah, I did at the time, at least. Yeah, boy,
the Gary Myrick.
Oh, the Gary Myricks of the world.
The Gary Manns.
Yes, my maverick husband.
How many Garys did you date?
You know, I don't know. I am attracted to guys named Gary.
Did you date Gary Collins?
No, but could you imagine how different my life would be? I'd be Miss America. I don't know.
I was doing a lot of roadie work today. What's going on over there?
I will say this for Mark Knopfler, if I can interject.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing about
health. Please.
Okay. Like, I think there are people who don't quite get the credit they're due. And for a while, I thought, oh, Tom Petty is not recognized as the songwriter that he is because he's... Now I think Tom Petty has got his credit. I think that's super. But I think that Mark Knopfler is such a master songwriter.
Even
his solo career is fantastic. And I just... I don't think he's quite gotten the props.
And he can sing... he can sing more words in one line than a lot of... I mean, his... The lines and the songs just go on and on and on. I'm like, oh, that's one line. He just says so many words. And his phrasing, much different from my next pick.
Okay, okay.
This is a song from 1989 by a band that used to wear makeup in their career. And now then they didn't, and now they do again. This is a song written by Paul Stanley, co-written by Michael Bolton.
What?
You get Bolton and Stanley in the room together, and you get a nice lispy ballad called Forever.
I gotta tell you what I'm feeling inside. I could lie to myself for you too. There's no denying when I look in your eyes. Girl, I'm
drums, please.
Now it's so long believing all of this blind. But everything about you is telling me this time is forever. This time I know it, there's no doubt in my mind. Forever. Until the night was true. Girl, I've been loving you forever.
How about that?
Wow. Well, Paul, what did you think of when you were singing that song for the first time?
Well, let me tell you something. First, I thought Michael Bolton was kind of like a sissy. And I didn't know if we wanted to do music that he would write. But then he came in with that hot lick, and I went, that's stupendous. I remember that video, too. They're just in a room, and they're sitting in stools, and just Gene's playing his... And they're like, I'm like, oh, look, they look like they're normal.
Yeah.
Do you remember that song?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't quite like place what I was doing at the time. So I
1989.
Okay.
Probably going through your Rolodex of Gary's.
Well, I'd moved to Florida around then, so
cool.
Yeah, we were dancing in Florida.
Oh my God!
Can you? Is it because I got one ear that's a little?
Yeah,
are you good, Kyle? Because I'm good. If you're good, I can do it with one ear. I can be humbled.
You got one ear? Is it a staticky ear?
A little staticky ear, but I'm fine.
No, I'm okay right now.
Okay, I'm fine now, too.
That's fine, because okay. I'm getting static, but I'm in the bad audio
in the bad audio box.
I'm going
to get another one of those. Maybe between podcasts. Run down to Radio Shack. You're up, Christy.
Okay, great. Did anyone watch the Kennedy Center Honors this past New Year's
time? That was Billy Joel in it?
Yes.
I did not watch it.
Well,
because I cannot look at Billy Joel anymore.
Oh, well
of
then. I'm going to sit here and talk about him for the next 10 minutes.
I love Billy Joel, but okay. Of all the rock stars that I've always loved, and everyone gets older and everyone changes, who is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. I'm like, oh, Orson Welles is touring. It's crazy. Like, his face doesn't even look like you can lose your hair, okay.
Yeah, sure.
But he just doesn't look like himself anymore. That's not Glass House's Billy Joel.
It's like when Jerry Lewis was on all those, like, steroids.
Yeah, and his, yeah, and his, yeah. So go ahead. What happened?
Okay, well.
I love Billy Joel, though.
Okay, well, last year, the Kennedy Center Honors, they honored Led Zeppelin.
Yes, and Heart.
And Heart was great.
Yes.
Okay, but they pretty much screwed the pooch on the rest of the presentation.
Yeah.
It was like, Lenny Kravitz, mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Kid Rock. And I'm you kidding me?
Kid Rock.
Well, someone must have been fired because the Billy Joel tribute was something. So the first person to come out, Don freaking Henley, singing She's Got Away. It was
That's
beautiful.
Excellent.
It was like, wow. And again, like Kennedy Center Honor, you want big stars, but you also want beautiful voices. Who comes out? Garth Brooks.
There you go.
Now, listen, I'm not saying like I'm the biggest country music or whatever, but the guy is one of the biggest stars ever.
Did he sing Shameless?
No, he sang Allentown.
Oh, nice.
Which was fantastic. And then he played this song.
Okay, I'm excited.
We had no cameras to shoot the landscape. We passed the hash pipe and played our doors tapes. And it was dark, so dark at night. And we held on to each other like brother to brother. We promised our mothers we'd write. And we would all go down together.
I mean, that song is awesome.
And there's nothing like grabbing your best girl and slow dancing to some Vietnam music.
It is just, I just remember being a teenager and like that song was just so powerful. So he sings it and he brings some vets out because that's what Billy does in concert now. And it's really cool.
It's a cheap trick.
Well, but it's still very, it's a great song. It's a great song and it deserves that. So then Garth Brooks goes away in Rufus Wainwright.
Wow.
Who I think, his voice, there's just, that kid is, so he comes out and does New York State of Mind, and he's got this blousy, beautiful way of moving, and this voice that is, and it just, and then he does Piano Man, and he brings a bunch of people out that have like Mets t-shirts, and they're singing, and it was something.
Did it bring that grumpy bastard Billy Joel to tears? Or did he just sit up there like?
It's so funny, like he was a little like,
whatever, I'm still better.
I think when they said Garth Brooks, he was like, oh, because like kids today.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, she sells a lot of records. But like Garth Brooks, he sold like 14 billion more than that, right? I mean, that's a figure that I made up.
He has some album out right now, some box set through Walmart, and he sold like 2 million units. I mean, people are like, yeah, I'm going to still go buy that guy's stuff.
Very simple, beautiful. Yeah. Like I give him props.
Garth Brooks came to the Staples Center. It was a couple years ago when they had the big fires. We always have fires out here, but when was it? It was maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And he came to Staples Center. He played 5 shows and donated all the proceeds to. But and I'm like, wait a minute. He's playing 5 shows in 2 days. Like he did a show at like 2 in the afternoon. Then like at 5, and then I'm like, he might have invented a whole new way of touring. Come into town and play 5 shows in 2 days, and the tickets were all $45, and it was, and I went with Jimmy Pardo, and it was an amazing show. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh,
and we saw the second show that day. I'm like, okay, if this is the second show, the first show it must have been amazing, and he's not even going to be tired for the next show. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Garth,
love it.
Have we heard any ladies sing yet?
No, I've got a few on deck.
Okay, I got a lady here. Mm-hmm. And my wife, Pilar Alessandra, told me, oh, well, if you're going to do power ballads, you have to include Miss Bonnie Tyler.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear this.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Come on, Bonnie.
I really need it tonight.
Oh my God. My clip's too long.
Forever's gonna start tonight.
I didn't realize it was this long.
I think we just listened to the whole song.
I know.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse.
Cut it. Cut it down. Shut it down. Oh my God. Sorry about that. That
no,
was too long.
I remember the urgency. The urgency yeah. is what's so profound in that song. I like it.
Not that good looking though.
Stop.
She's not that good looking. Oh, she just misses. She needs something like. Like she needs a
I bet job. If she was in the aughts and not in the 80s, mm-hmm. she'd have a different stylist.
Probably.
You know.
Kind of big teased up hair, so I don't know what it was
about. That
was
the
her.
Thing, though.
She's got a laser going through her head on the album.
Yeah, on the album cover, she's got a laser. What's it called? Faster Than the Speed of Night?
Yeah.
And that video, like in the at the boarding school, insane. Like what, yep. What is that really saying?
I don't know. And the kids...
A couple years ago on College Humor, they had a literal video where they just like they sang the song, but the lyrics are describing what's going on in the video. It's fantastic. I'll post it when
yes, please do. And that was written by Jim Steinman.
Of course, and, it was.
You think when this
was.
Came out, Meatloaf was like, "You mother effer!
Yeah,
I could have sang the hell out of that song."
Yeah.
Let's. Oh, now, Christy, I'm getting someone dirty iPods here.
Oh.
And Dirty iPod wants to weigh in. He's raising his hand, which is weird because iPods don't have hands.
Okay.
So I don't know. He has a comment or something. Let's hear what Dirty iPod has to say.
Hey, Pat, are you playing all this pussy music? So Christy will like you.
All right. Well, that's mean, Dirty iPod. I think Christy likes me fine. We don't. I don't have to play what you deem as pussy music. Dirty iPod. I
just didn't know what that was and where that was happening. I'm like, I hope this is going to pay off in some way. And it did. Well played.
Dirty iPod comes by once in a while, and he hasn't been here for a while, and people have been asking. Okay. He was away for a Christmas break.
Okay.
And his family lives in the Netherlands, so he was up there. I don't know why I said that. Mm. But hopefully he won't have any more comments today, but I think he does.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go ahead. Your turn.
Well, I have another lady.
Okay.
And this song is originally by Kate Bush, and I actually prefer this version by Pat Benatar. It's Wuthering Heights, from Crimes of Passion.
Excellent.
Out on the wily, windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green. You had a temper like my jealousy, too hot, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, I loved you too.
That voice is so crazy strong.
It's insane. It's insane how great that song is, first of all.
I mean, as well as Bonnie Tyler sings Total Eclipse from the Heart, could you imagine Pat Benatar singing it? I mean,
right?
Yeah, and she still sounds amazing. I saw her just last year. The only thing I didn't like was people were taking cell phone videos and taking pictures of her, and she was giving him the mom finger. No. Put it away. I'm like, no, that's just making more people pull out their camera.
She won't sign anything.
She won't sign anything. She shakes her finger at you. Miss Benatar.
But that's pretty tough to sing like a Kate Bush song.
Yes.
But I prefer this version. Mm-hmm. It's a little lower register. It's a little less of that wickety thing, which Kate Bush is awesome.
Right.
She wrote that song when she was 18 years old.
Wow.
I know.
What was she going through?
The book, obviously. The book. But man, that song and man.
Oh, that's
that
a
record.
Great, that's a great pick. I would have never even have thought to play that. You're thinking out of the box.
I'm thinking out
Christy
of the
Stratton.
Box.
I am not thinking out of the box. I refuse to. Let's go with Journey. People love the song Faithfully, but I like this song better by Journey. I always have liked this one better as a ballad. And this is from the phenomenal Escape album.
Mm.
Let's drop in a little of this.
Oh yeah.
Now that you've come back to my today. I need you to stay.
saw an interview with Steve Perry where he was talking about recording this, and he kept it wasn't right for him. He wasn't getting it right. And I guess the other members of the band were just like making fun of him. Like, it's fine. And he's like, no, it's not. I want it to be. And then he finally nailed it. And they were all like, oh, okay. Now we get it.
I mean, that song, right? I mean, to me, the mark of a really good power ballad is if I can remember not being asked to dance to it. And that one in particular is I can remember standing on being the wallflower. Everyone else is having a grand old time.
I don't believe any of
this. It's so true. And man, that song.
This is what all pretty girls say later in life. They say, that's like Heidi Klum would say, but no one would come to me for the dance. So they would come up and they would say, you are out. And I would leave the place with no dance.
I appreciate you comparing me to Heidi Klum. No. However,
I remember at high school dances, and I would always want to ask, you know, I'd have a certain girl I would want to ask, and, you know, you wouldn't ask her. And then, oh, okay, I'll do it the next time. I wouldn't ask her and do it the next time. And a friend of mine, Mark Figarelli, who was extremely good looking in high school, not so much now. But he had like,
I hope he doesn't listen to the show.
He doesn't, trust me. He doesn't. Finally, sometime during the night, you know, he would come up to me and he would say, if you don't ask her next time, I'm going to, and I would go, okay. So then I would.
I like that. So he was trying to do something nice.
And he did. Go ahead.
It seems now like every wedding I go to, Open Arms is the song that they play. Like when they want people to like, start wrapping things up. Like,
really?
They're like, hey, we're getting to the time where we're going to have to pay more for
so
still in
we
got to
get out of here.
Wow.
I'm excited for your for Christy's next pick.
Are you familiar with Doyle Bramhall at all? Does that name mean anything to you?
You know what? I have heard that name, but I don't know where from.
Well, there's Big Doyle Bramhall, who was, he co-wrote some songs for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
And then his son is Little Doyle, who's around my age. He's 40-something, but everyone from Fort Worth, Dallas, still calls him Little Doyle.
Okay.
And he was part of the Archangels with Charlie Sexton for a period.
Okay.
With Stevie Ray's guys after Stevie Ray died.
Double Trouble?
Yes, okay. Yes. Anywho, so in 1996, Doyle sets out on his own to make a solo album. Now, he's now like toured with Roger Waters, and he's like Squire Renee Zellweger. Like, he's out there, but I can understand when people don't know who he is.
Okay.
But Wendy and Lisa produced this record for him, and it's just called Doyle Bramhall 2. And this song is called Close to Me.
Just one more thing, so you can see, we can live so happily.
This guy went to my high school. He didn't graduate with us, but his stepbrother did. His name is Chris Hunter. And he went on to play drums for Marsha Ball, who's a big blues gal outfit out there in Texas. But what I love about Doyle is not only does he have this beautiful voice, like he can go up into that falsetto,
right,
and then he can have that gravelly, and he shreds. And he's also fantastic at handsomeness. He's really great in that department. And his father, Big Doyle, recently passed. And Big Doyle and Barbara Logan, who is my friend Chris's mom, co-wrote Life by the Drop, which is a really beautiful Stevie Ray Vaughan song that was on The Sky's Crying, his last record. And anytime I can shed a light on that whole very
Texas,
talented family, you know. Anyway.
Look at you loving your home state.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty great.
Anywho.
I feel like we had just had a history lesson of music and the Texas
scene. I could go on and on about the Bramhalls and Stevie Ray, and, you know, I met him at the pizza place. It's on my, I think we talked about that on my
first episode. Yeah. My next song is from a soundtrack that was wildly popular when I was growing up. It's from the Top Gun soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
And a little backstory. I was this week. I was talking with Hall & Oates' management.
Nice.
Trying to find out if I could get Hall or Oates or Hall & Oates on the show. And unfortunately, they don't live in Southern. They live on the East Coast.
Philadelphia still?
I think like maybe Connecticut, New York area. Right. But their manager only has two clients. He has Hall & Oates, and then he has this other band. And he said, you know what? This sounds like something that Mike Reno from Loverboy would love to do.
What?
And I said, "What does he live?" He goes, "No, he divides his time between Palm Springs and Toronto. He's here a lot." So it was almost very close that I was going to be recording with Mike Reno like this week, but it didn't happen. But I think it is going to definitely happen. So this is a song from Loverboy from the Top Gun soundtrack. Let's hear a little of Heaven in Your Eyes.
I can tell by the look in your eyes you've been hurting. You know I'll never let you down, oh no. And I'll try anything to keep it working.
Do you remember that song?
Yes, I can totally remember going out and getting a soda during that song at the dance.
I thought you were going to say at the movie.
At the movie, yeah. Yep, forget it. Out of here. What were the big soundtracks when I was, it was Top Gun and Footloose. I mean, those were like...
Flashdance. Dirty Dancing.
Anything Kenny Loggins was a part of, you had.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear your next out-of-the-box pick.
Okay, because you're going to like this one.
Oh, I am?
You actually like this song.
I've liked all the songs so far.
This is Lovers of Today by The Pretenders.
Oh, my God, The Pretenders.
I tried to talk to my baby. I said no, no, no. Baby, please don't cry. No, 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 baby, please. All of the leaves come down every time babies cry.
That is she's my number one female vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
She's my number two overall vocalist.
Really?
Yeah.
After Paul Stanley.
No, Robin Zander from Cheap Trick is my favorite vocalist.
And yeah.
No one sings like Chrissy Hynde. I don't know what it is about her voice. She has a quality that no one else has. Like no one ever says, oh, that girl sounds like Chrissy Hynde. No one sounds like Chrissy Hynde.
And she can do songs like that, but also these super tough, in your face.
Yeah.
And
Tattooed that, Love Boys or The Adulteress.
Oh my gosh. But that song in particular was always so like, well, wait, she's talking about a baby, but the song is Lovers of Today. Mm-hmm. And so I just enjoy the song. And then at the end, she throws in this, I'll never feel like a man in a man's world. And I'm like, oh, I can more connect to that.
Right.
I think the song is beautiful, and I loved it ever since the first time I heard it.
Yeah, I almost had I'll Stand By You on my list.
Oh, that's just, it's so good. Even though Friends, that whole, like, they played it during the Friends.
Yeah.
That song will still get, I'll drive down it still gets me.
When it was either last year or maybe the year before, my oldest daughter's class sang that. And Pilar was just like, she's like, oh, no. Oh,
yeah, no.
No. Like Pilar is not a big crier, but when we go and a group of kids sing anything, she's done. She's done.
I mean, hearing about it. But listen to this, because I was thinking, oh, I have a bunch from that kind of that period, 1980, mm-hmm. 1979. So that was released, the Pretenders' first album, December 1979. So mm-hmm. 79, 80, Back in Black, 1980, Making Movies, 1980, Devo's Freedom of Choice, that was big for me, 1980. Cars Panorama, 1980, Candio yep. was 79, Zenyatta Madonna, 1980, Kings yep. of the World Frontier, Pat Benatar, Crimes of Passion, 1980. Oh my gosh!
I know.
Right?
And my next song's from 1980.
No.
Yes, it is. I'm not even going to say it. Just drop it right in, Kyle.
Yeah.
That album, High Infidelity, is just, it's one of my favorites. I mean, I can still put it on and go and take me right back to that time, but it still sounds so, I mean, every song is killer.
So great. That song is so great. And I remember I was a kid and I can't really understand the adult things right. going on, but again, the urgency, all the errs, you know, I love it all. Love it all.
I like the album cover where Kevin Cronin's putting some vinyl on and the girl's already in her underwear.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, Kevin, I don't even think you need the mood music. This lady's ready to go.
Yeah.
I love, too, when he says, you lay still in the grass, and then there's that little shaker that's like mm-hmm. like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a rattlesnake. Oh, hold on a second. A dirty iPod has something to say. I don't know what... This guy's problem is today. This guy's got a problem today.
I'm nervous.
I know. I'm not sure what he's going to say. Oh, what's he?
Mike Bolton wears perfume and lipstick, and Pat Francis keeps his balls in his wife's purse.
Okay, Dirty iPod, we didn't even play any Michael Bolton, so that doesn't even make sense to me. I don't know what to...
Play some Motorhead, you big fucking baby. Play some goddamn Motorhead.
All right, well, this guy is very mean today.
Oh, wow.
I know. What's
I
up
like
with that?
I like that he has his own soundtrack music.
I know.
He's playing got, in the back.
He's got very mellow music, and then he says some very yes. nasty things. I like that guy. All What's right, going on?
You're going to like this one, too. Okay. I'm just going to say you're going to like it.
All right.
It's Shooting Star from Bad Co.
Suddenly everyone loves to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know that you are a shooting star? Don't you know, whoa.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that melody that I can remember being a child in the 80s and hearing that song for the first time on the radio. And yeah. we didn't have the internet. We don't have any way to look up. So I remember I had one of those notebooks that was kind of made of paper, and I wrote down the lyrics just hoping that yeah. someday I would hear this great song again. I even kind of put the little like the melody kind of went like this, and I remember it just affecting me, and this was maybe 10 years after it was released, but I just freaking love that song. An ode to rock stardom. Yeah.
And the thing that jumped out at me about that story you just told is that you had a notebook made of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the hard plastic.
I'm being a jerk.
All right. I can't really listen to that song all the way through anymore.
Oh, really?
Because my son's name is Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, well, spoiler alert, Johnny dies at the end of the song.
Well, you're not going to be able to hear it. There's a lot of songs that have Johnny in it.
Well, but Johnny perishing in them, though?
This every song one, with Johnny in it, the person dies.
Oh.
No Bon Jovi. So you're safe, I guess. Yeah.
Billy Joel needs to hang out with Paul Rogers, and maybe Rogers could get him on a little fitness regimen.
You know, Paul Rogers, that voice, maybe one, to me, like you were talking about the great male vocalist, I think he's up there. But he's now sort of morphed into Brian Boitano face a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think he's had a little work
on
the face.
Just a little bit.
But his body is still, like, when I've seen them recently, and he comes out in like I don't know what I'm going to call it, a wife beater, and tucked into the jeans and everything.
Yeah.
And it's
ripped.
He's in great shape.
Yeah. If he walked in here now, we would be like, oh, there's a handsome man.
Yeah, that's right. And we would be amazed if just walked in here. For
right.
No reason. What if he walked in here delivering a pizza?
Or just looking to use the bathroom.
Hey, I talked about my favorite, I named my favorite vocalist earlier, so let's hear a little of my favorite vocalist. This is from, in essence, what was the comeback of Cheap Trick in 1988. This is when the record label said, look, you got to use these outside songwriters. You have to use this producer. They did not like this song at all. They did not want to record this song because Rick Nielsen said the guitar part, it's Nature's Way. Do you know the song Nature's Way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said the intro, this is Nature's Way. And I get, and the story is,
that's
and
so
he said,
funny.
They gave him, he threw the cassette across the room and said, we're not doing the song. And Epic Records said, oh, no, you're doing it.
Okay.
And Epic Records was right because this was their first and only number one single, Cheap Trick.
Touching you, freezing out my skin. I've retained you still owe me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, vibing way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Whenever you need someone to lay your heart and head upon, remember after the fire, after all the rain, I will be the flame.
Lap of Luxury.
I know.
I had it on cassette.
It's such a bombastic production on that album. And but have you ever heard the original version?
No. Is it done by Dirty iPod?
No. It's not done by Dirty iPod.
Oh,
it's
no.
But this is the original version. This was done by, actually done by an actor who's been around since the 50s, maybe? The 60s? How long has this guy been around, Kyle?
Maybe earlier than that.
Maybe earlier than that. But let's play a little. Here's the original. Pretty great.
Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
This is Yosemite Sam.
Oh.
Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Whenever you need someone to lay your heart and head.
To this bit.
I will be the flame.
Yeah, the new Looney Tunes show is amazingly hysterical. And there's an episode where Bugs and Daffy are trying to get Yosemite to move out of the apartment. And so they have a big party. And they have karaoke there. And Yosemite Sam comes out and he starts yelling. He's like, wait, is that karaoke?
Wait, that's for real?
That's for real.
No.
What, you think I recorded that?
Yes.
No, that's Yosemite Sam singing.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I thought it was like Sweetums from the Muppets or something.
No,
and
no.
It was. Oh, my gosh. That's great.
No, that's Yosemite Sam singing
the
flame.
Ghost Town, written by Diane Warren. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. Co-written.
co-written.
Rick Nielsen and Diane Warren. But we're going to, you and I are going to sit down with her, I have a feeling.
I'm so excited.
We're still trying to sit down with Elliot Easton, and he hasn't.
Don't even tease me.
He
hasn't
got back to me yet.
Stop. La, la, la.
We're working on it.
Okay. This next one, I'm not even going to tell you who it is, because there's sometimes that I like to redeem people and kind of show a different side of someone that we all think is maybe a one trick. And so could you play this?
Could you do me a favor before he plays it?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you tell me who this is?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I might be able to catch you.
To about 4:06, she just shreds it. Like the end is just—it's crazy.
I don't know who this is.
I know it's gonna really.
Do I know when you tell me? Do I know?
You're gonna know. About 4:06.
Is it Britney Spears?
No.
No.
I've proven my point, right? Like, that song kind of rocks.
Who is it? Am I going to be surprised when I hear who this is?
Katrina and the Waves, y'all.
That's Katrina?
Hi.
What song is that?
It's called Cry to Me. And it was on, I think, the second record. But I know they had the one song and it got big. But they actually, you know, she could...
Yeah, that doesn't sound at all like she's walking on sunshine.
I know. She's
crying.
It
sounds like she's walking on glass.
I know.
Fire.
And the song,
Razor Blades.
The Bengals song, Going Down to Liverpool?
Yeah.
A Katrina in the Waves song. I'm just saying. Okay.
You're waving the flag for Katrina in the Waves.
I am.
Well, I'm still waving the flag for Yosemite Sam because I think he's amazing.
I cannot believe we played that much of that. I really.
Wherever you go. I guess I could have just sang it myself. Or
just played less of it.
Yeah, you're probably right. We'll edit that out.
Wait, no,
not the song, what Christy just said.
Hey,
we don't edit. we don't. It's just it's too much work. This is a guy from Jersey. And he's not that guy from Jersey.
Okay.
He's the other guy from Jersey. He's the guy that lets you know that he's all that. This is Jon Bon Jovi.
Yes.
And this is I love this video. This video has Carla Gugina in it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Gina, can we just talk a second? Or maybe I should talk about this with the guys.
Okay, maybe.
Just and who are Carrie Russell's in it?
Oh,
and Jon Bon Jovi, and not Jon Bon Jovi. There's another actor in it that looks just like Jon Bon Jovi, and he's like cheating on Carrie Russell with Carla Gugina, and I'm almost like, I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with that. But this is the song's called Always.
Say goodbye. What I'd give to run my fingers through your hair, touch your lips to hold you near. When you say your prayers, try to understand. I've made mistakes, I'm just a man. When he holds you close, when he pulls you near, when he says the words you've been needing to hear. I wish I was him, but those words are mine to say.
That's a pretty good vocal performance by Jon Bon Jovi.
Yes. He lost me at touching the lips. Like if someone just touched my lips, I'd be like, what the?
You would slap their hand away.
Yeah,
I'm not. Ruined the mood. Why'd you do that?
Oh, heavens. But yes, vocally, sure.
Yeah. And
I'll
the video's great.
Mm.
It's pretty great.
Okay.
A friend of mine had... When Barack Obama, when he ran for president the first time, and then when he was running for re-election, they would have a Barack Obama bake sale, big thing at their house. And then you would come by and they would donate all the money. And the first year he had it, Carla Gugina showed up. And I was like, is she for sale?
Mm.
And he said, no, just the cupcakes. I go, are her cupcakes for sale? And he said, no.
Okay.
Why am I talking creepy? This is very creepy. Your turn.
Oh, okay.
I bought her for $5.
Of all the ones you're going to call bullshit on, this one's going to be the one that you're going to call the bullshit the most on.
All right.
But
we don't swear on this show.
Okay. Oh.
I'm kidding.
It's the tempo is slower.
Uh-huh.
It's got some rockin' instruments.
Okay.
And it's about a very passionate, serious topic.
Okay.
And I think it's a beautiful song. And I'm just going to put it to that. And then I'm going to play it and then we'll talk about it.
God had a name. What would it be? And would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question?
Now, before you continue.
Yes.
That's Joan Osborne.
Yes.
From my wife's favorite album of all time.
It's so good.
Relish.
Yes.
And I'm totally behind that.
I'm not a religious person,
right.
But that song moves me. Like that whole record is great.
Right Hand Man.
Oh, I mean, it's my gosh.
It's a crazy album.
It's fantastic.
A shame that the album cover looks like it was done in MS Paint.
It's true.
It looks like my daughter doing some scrapbooking.
Yeah, it's bad.
And who plays on this album? A lot of members of the Hooters play on this album.
Well, Eric Bazalian wrote the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he with Rob Hyman in the Hooters, they did All You Zombies, which is also very religiously themed. But this one is just so accessible, and I think this is such a dynamite song.
Do you want to know some personal information about Eric Bazalian?
Yes.
It's really personal information.
Is it his phone number?
Oh.
It's not. It's
only if it's flattering.
Someone my wife knew in college dated Eric Bazalian.
Uh-huh.
And he's packing some heat.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I'm going to say.
All right.
You know what that means, right?
He's very strong and muscular. He's
in areas.
Okay. He's got a really long gait.
Long gait, maybe.
Okay.
All right. So just know that, girls, when you see him clothed, okay, that he's rocking something. Well, I'll follow up your lady with a couple of ladies from Seattle.
Oh.
And this is Heart.
Yes.
From the CD called Bad Animals. I don't know if I like that title.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
Here we go.
Here we go with those drums. I saw Heart, I've seen them a million times, but I saw them a couple shows ago, and Anne usually always, you know, can hit that note.
Ugh.
And one night I just, I was close enough. I could see she gave Nancy a look like, I'm not going to get to it. I'm not going to get it tonight. I'm just not going to get it. And she didn't get it, but her not getting it is still like a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
And she just kind of shrugged. All right, I'll get through it. Ugh. But that's pretty great.
Yeah, her instrument is just profound.
I like the line, until now I always got mine on my own.
Okay.
Yeah, but now she doesn't want to be.
I never really cared until I met you.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many more you got?
Oh, I've got a bunch, but you just stop when
let's
you...
Let's do, we got about 6 or 7 minutes. Let's try to each do two more.
Okay. Okay. I can live with that.
All right. Let's try that. I'm even going to name the artists. I'm going to let you choose who you want to hear from my artist list.
Oh, awesome.
You won't know the song, but you'll know the artist.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I warned you when I started.
Yeah.
That I will take any opportunity to play the Bee Gees.
Okay.
And that I do it in all seriousness. There's no, like, guilty pleasure.
It's not ironic.
I'm not. In 1970, they recorded this song. And it has power in it. I'm not gonna. Robin had left the group, and he wasn't a part of the band when the record Cucumber Castle. Don't make fun. And then he came.
Cucumber
back.
Castle is Eric Bazillion's favorite album title.
He came back, and this is part of the record that they did called 2 Years On. Anyway, it's all awesome.
Right. Mr. Sunshine, you brighten up my day. Come sit beside me in your way.
Now, I have this in my iTunes, but I have it from an album called 2 Years On.
Yeah. I thought I said 2 Years On. Cucumber Castle is when they did a record without Robin, and then they did this one.
Oh, he came back.
He came back.
What was that album like without Robin?
I don't know. It's the two of them, and they're like in night costumes. And they actually, there's a song called Don't Forget to Remember that I actually like. It's kind of a country-ish song I like from that record.
Robin's the one who was bald, and then the next time you saw him had a full head of hair.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that might have been Morris, though.
Well, I know
Robin
Morris
is the one that doesn't look like the others,
right.
Even though he's a twin with
right.
Morris.
No, Morris was bald and then came back with a hat.
Yes.
You
yes.
know they both hated Barry because Barry had that gorgeous head of locks.
And the talent in Barry Gibb.
Yeah, that's true.
Make fun of him all you want, folks.
Why would you make fun of him, though?
Well, some people.
I think people have come full circle.
Okay,
I don't think people make fun anymore.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you some artists, and you tell me who you want to hear my next song from. Are you ready?
Okay.
And there's someone sitting in the room waiting to record, and she's going to laugh when I name all these artists, probably. You can hear from Survivor.
No.
Whitesnake. Michael Bolton. Billy Squire. Okay.
Yeah, then, I don't even have to hear it.
I knew you were
going to
pick it. Okay, so Bop, bring Billy Squire up to the next one. And this is from a song, this is from an album from 89 called Here and Now. Here is spelled H-E-A-R.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And let's hear a little of this.
Another time, another place for you and me. Is that the way it has to be? I can see it in your eyes. Now we're right back where we started. Strolling out after all we ever knew. It's so hard to let you go.
So that song is called Mine Tonight. Have you ever heard that before?
You know, I have Here and Now, but I think I've just not gotten that deep.
Yeah, it has about a handful of great songs. That's one of them. And then the rest is like, okay. But that's, you wouldn't think of Billy Squire really as a power ballady.
No, but he had that In Your Eyes, I think, on the first record. Oh, no, oh, I'm sorry. Don't Say No. And then there was, because I almost picked something from him. Uh-huh. One of his, yeah.
Well, I knew when I gave you a choice that you were going to pick
yeah.
that.
Now, do I get to do one more? I can't remember.
You get to do one more, oh. and then you can choose my last artist.
Oh, good. Okay. Then you can choose.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the choice.
I love it.
Sheryl Crow.
All right.
Black Crowes. So
right.
Crow to Crowes mm-hmm. or Melissa Etheridge.
Hmm. Wow. You know what? I do not like the Black Crowes that much.
Even Southern Harmony Musical Companion.
I like some
so
of the songs
good.
In that.
Okay. All right. Mm.
And I do, I'm equally a fan of Cheryl and Melissa, but since Melissa has been on the show, let's go with Melissa.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that one is number 15. This is from Brave and Crazy.
This is my favorite Melissa Etheridge album.
I've seen it before. This mist that covers your eyes. You've been looking for something that's not in your life. My intentions are true. Won't you take me with you? And baby, you can't sleep while I drive.
Such a beautiful song. That
That's
one's called "You Can Sleep While I Drive."
I love it.
I mean, because haven't we always wanted to like sort of kidnap the person that doesn't love us enough?
Mm-hmm. Whoa, weird.
Right? Huh? No.
No.
Okay.
Dexter, a little Dexterish.
Yeah, well.
okay, I'm gonna name my. I got one,
oh,
two,
good.
Three. I got five. Okay, five bands. And you get to pick one.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And I'm gonna name the ones that you said no to again. But here
okay.
we go.
Whitesnake.
Survivor. Whitesnake. Michael Bolton, Aerosmith, or Chicago?
Well, I'm going to pick Chicago
okay.
for Jimmy Pardo.
All right.
And because I'm hoping it's what I'm, another one of my I Didn't Get Asked to Dance songs. But let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I think this is a Diane Warren composition too.
Okay.
And this is, this is a very long song title, but let's just drop it in. Here we go.
Thought it wouldn't matter if we didn't stay together, and if it was over.
This is Bill Champlin singing.
Okay, thank you.
It's from Chicago 19.
I was thinking I'd be all right till I thought it all through. Now I know that I ain't really living if I have to live without you. I don't want to live without your love. I don't want to face the night alone. I could never make it through my life if I had to make it on my own. Now I don't want to love somebody else. I don't want to find somebody new. I don't want to live without your love.
All right.
Do you know that song?
I don't.
You know what? I can't end like that then. I'm going to have to let you
okay.
play one more.
Whitesnake.
No. I mean, you can play one more off your list.
I can play one more. Oh, my gosh.
Before you do that, let
okay.
me...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm getting excited.
Dig deep.
Uh-huh. I'm going to...
I think Joan Osborne hired the designer from Chicago 19's album cover.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a mess. real quick, I want to get some stuff out of the way. Go to the Rock Solid blog. It's at rocksolidpodcast.com. Jason Wilcox put this together. He's cataloging all the episodes with, telling you exactly beat for beat what happened per episode, what songs were played. Jason needs some help updating the site. So if you would like to do that, please email Jason at JW_Seattle@comcast.net. And Kyle's shaking his head. He's saying that's way too long of an email address. Also, visit the message board created by Scott Phillips. That is at rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. Another, we're shaking our head at that too. Follow us on Twitter, Rock Solid Show, and at Pat_Francis, and at Kyle Dotson Funny, and at Christy S. Mann. And also, don't forget to try to win one of these Marshall Crenshaw EPs. Christy, I'm going to let you play
okay.
one more, and then Kyle will play one out, and that's our show. Thank you, Christy.
Oh, I love being here, especially because I get to play this song. We're going to go to number 16 mm-hmm. from Elliot Easton's solo album, y'all. This is called Wide Awake, co-written by Joel Shear. Oh, go into about 110. I'm sorry.
Okay. I had to play it on YouTube.
I have this in my in my iTunes if you want to play it from me.
I gotta wait till it loads to 110.
I got iTunes cards for Christmas, and I purchased this immediately, and I purchased the Johnny Marr, the new Johnny Marr. Mm-hmm. April recommended that. Distinctive guitar.
Yes.
His only solo album.
Yes. Change No Change.
He needs to record another solo album.
I agree.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Come on, Elliot. Kyle, what do you got? You going to play us out?
Yeah. This, I think, falls more under like Christie's stipulations.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that.
For a power ballad. But they always have like one slow song. This is Slipknot. It's weird to say.
Okay.
But, this is from their 2008 album. It's called Snuff.
So if you love me, let me go and run away before I know. My heart is just too dark to care. I can't destroy what isn't there. Deliver me into my fate. If I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. My smile was taken long ago. If I can change, I hope I never know. I still press your letters to my lips and cherish them in parts of me to savor every kiss. I couldn't face a life without your light. But all of that was ripped apart when you refused to fight. So save your breath, I will not hear. I think I made it very clear. Couldn't hate enough to love. Is that supposed to be enough? I only wish you weren't my friend. Then I could hurt you in the end. I never claimed to be a saint. Ooh, my home was banished long ago. It took a town to fall to let you. Yeah.